Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to Is This Good? The show where we boldly, conclusively, and scientifically decide what things in this big wide world are good. I'm Matt Austin, and with me as always is production powerhouse Jason Doyle.
Hello.
Hi, JD. Thanks for coming. And today's guest is a man with a very particular set of skills. Those skills? Pretending to play guitar, balancing household objects on his shoulder, and telling you exactly when your dog is going to die. It's true, he's very accurate. Stay away from my dog! He's also an NBA broadcasting legend who spent almost 20 years behind the mic. He's the co-host of No Dunks, the oldest and best basketball podcast on the planet, and he's making his triumphant and long-awaited return to Is This Good? It's Tass Money Mellis! Tass, welcome back to Is This Good?
Thank you, Matt. I have been waiting for this day for many months, many months, but now I'm just fully on depressed over here. Hearing that intro, I've got nothing going for me. I play a fake guitar. You're right.
You do play a fake guitar. Yeah,
you're right. You're totally right, and that makes me feel terrible about myself. I can balance things on my shoulder. I suck at that, but I love doing it.
No, and your head.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
Which is a part of your culture, let's be honest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, my 4-year-old broke her first plate because we started saying, okay, no more plastic plates with our kids.
Yeah.
And she smashed a plate, which is also part of my culture.
Yep.
I yelled out an Opa, and she cried even more. She hated that I said that. Hated it. I said, it's fun. It's fun when you break a plate. She didn't like that.
Yeah. I saw an Instagram video of a Greek wedding, and it was a woman. She broke the first plate so that it created a jagged edge, kind of. And then she had a stack of 10 plates, and then she used that jagged edge plate and just went like, and like broke her way down every. Have you ever seen this movie before?
No, oh, this is a new one.
It was amazing.
How did they? How? Is that possible?
I guess the pointy edge.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, are they getting, when you see this in a Greek restaurant, they're getting bad plates. I don't
know what, yeah.
All the plates where the reviews are like, ugh, I bought these plates and 2 weeks later they were broken. Mm. The Greek restaurant's like, we got to order those plates.
Yeah. Well, in the place that I worked at in Greece, they had plates specially made. They were breakaway plates, basically.
Right.
But they were smashing those plates on people's heads.
Like in a movie when someone falls through a plate glass window.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a it's the same thing?
It's like plaster. It's like it's not like you would never eat off this plate. It's literally made to be broken.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a prop plate. Yes, as you say, okay, like a plate glass or something that smashes.
So that's maybe how she was doing it.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's true. When they were breaking it off people's heads, JD, that was just for fun.
Yeah, it was sort of their little shtick. I don't know if they do that anymore. They would give you every night they would have an Ouzo circle where literally at the peak season was like 600 people in a circle, like rows deep. And they would play Zorba the Greek and they would smash plates. They would give you a shot of Ouzo, you take the shot, and then they smash a plate over your head. And they did this every single night.
Gosh. It's a little anesthetic.
Yeah.
A little shot of Ouzo, exactly. and then you get the plate cracked over you.
Exactly.
So what about the third skill test? That might be your best skill.
Yeah, for sure.
Telling exactly when a dog.
No, that impresses me. I was able to do that with a group of a couple of our friends, Thody and Colette, mm-hmm. and I was able to tell them that JP was going to die very soon.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was right, but. I did feel somewhat good after it that I was able to learn,
I think, why they burnt witches and mystics in the past, because even though you're bang on, you're coming with valid, actionable information.
Yes.
People aren't taking it well. And you're saying, oh, what, I'm reporting the truth to you? Exactly. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But still,
that's what we're living for. We're living for the truth.
Yeah.
So I will always bring that. And that was exactly what happened. I was 100% correct in my one statement.
How close to the time? Like
it was a youngish dog.
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah, that's when it's gutsy. That's what you call it. That's going for it on fourth down. You know.
And I believe it was 13 months away. So soon it was fairly soon. I think it was 13
what?
Months.
13 months. So how do they even remember you said it? That's over a year.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm wrong. Anyway, right, I think it was
skills are all shit.
You remember. If somebody says your dog is going to die soon, you remember.
Especially when it's a young dog. They basically just, you know, air quotes, not just gotten it, but it felt pretty recent. It was a baby of a dog. Yeah. I think it may have been like a year to two years. And then it died when it was three. So that's pretty young.
So why did you make this prognosis? Like, what tipped you off? You just saw it in its eyes.
Yeah. In its eyes.
I looked into the future. Yeah. The dog was sad.
I looked into my rearview mirror and I said, that dog behind me is about to die. And you backed up.
Yeah. The dog was feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, but also, JD, if I said JD's going to die, you know, or... I mean, no one's going to remember that because we all die. So I could say, I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And hopefully if it happens, even if it happened in 13 months. Actually, if I said I'm going to die and I died in 13 months, people would probably... I mean, you know what? I'll actually be insulted if people don't play this clip, because that means people weren't listening. People weren't time stamping.
Don't worry, Rachel will make a short out of this.
that would be our best, viewed, our most viewed short. For
that's
sure.
A good point.
Man predicts his own death. We should get different takes of me, because once a short is clipped out of the show, no one remembers what show it's from or if it was actually, you know. So I mean, we should just get takes of me saying different ways that I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
And then we'll roll that into a short. Well, that's a nice thought. Well, let's go to another maybe not nice thought here, because Tass, I do have to remind you, we were supposed to record this podcast on September 21st, 2023. Okay?
Yes.
Then on September 20th, I got a call from JD saying you had been in a very serious accident. And I remember hanging up the phone and I remember staring at the wall and thinking, this guy will do anything to not be on this show.
I'm glad I can laugh, and that you saying I was going to die wasn't a short.
No, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's a great reminder, actually, because in all honesty, Matt, I totally had forgotten about that. Because I did forget about a lot when my head was hit by a vehicle. And I guess that one was gone from my mind, that we had that scheduled, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'd sent you a text maybe couple hours before JD called me.
I can find that exists.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, all good. And then I was like, well, I guess this guy doesn't get back to me anymore, huh?
Oh, you know what? I was out literally away from my phone. This is a total side note, but they took away my phone, as they should, for a couple months.
When you were in the hospital, you mean?
Yes, when I was in the hospital. Yeah. The medicine said that man should not be looking at a digital device. And best couple months of my life in that regard.
Right.
In that regard.
Yes.
Just not having... The phone was gone. I never had to look at it again. This is a total side note. But those are memorable times. So you didn't text me, though, because...
I think it was an email, actually. It was an email.
Okay, yeah, I don't know.
It was back in the day when I used to give you some idea of the things we would be talking about on the show, which I do not do anymore.
No.
And I think you just didn't. You didn't say, like, okay, cool, got it, or anything like that.
Oh, no, I was ready. Of course I was ready.
Yeah. I'm sure you were ready. I'm sure you were fine.
I was ready.
But it is like a truly a miracle I mean, I was even that if you if this was your first time potting again, I would still say it was a miracle.
Yeah.
But you were back like what, 3 months ago podcasting on No Dunks? More? Four? What?
Yeah. It was right before Thanksgiving, is it?
When yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, do you feel like you are Wolverine-esque? Like, should you be studied?
Absolutely. Not. I was going to say absolutely, but no. This probably should be my first podcast. Because I did have wonderful people saying to me, take it slow. Take it slow. Take your time.
But you didn't take it
slow. No, I'm stubborn like a freaking mule. I need to work. And so, yeah, I wanted to come back and be a part of the show. No, also stubborn because I just wanted to be, you know, number one, with the guys again. Number two, doing what I used to do. And so that was part of it, part of me being stubborn. It was fairly quick. I wasn't able to drive at that time. That was a weird time in my life. I can't remember the day when I couldn't drive when I was a teenager. And so, yeah, I had a chauffeur. Danielle is her name. That's my wife's name. And yeah, she was bringing me every day. Every day we had to drive together for a long period of time to the hospital, to rehab. And yeah, I was definitely getting on her nerves. And
I was going to say, I'm sure knowing you, there were in those weeks of her driving you everywhere, nary a comment from you on any improvements she could have been making, certain yellows she could have gone through, certain rights she could have made faster, certain speed limits she could have ignored.
I can feel it. You're making me relive her pressing on the brakes. Oh, God, I hate it. I hate the feeling of brakes in the passenger seat, which is just a passenger not looking at things, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're a passenger and you feel like, oh, the driver's stopping all of a sudden. Like, I don't mean like a full-on stop. Of course, you're not going to be ready for that. But I just mean the driver just slowing down really quickly.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think because I do that too, and she says, whoa. Whoa. And I say, you're just not looking at the road. You're just not ready. You are just not ready. Yeah, we had many, many discussions. I was the secondary driver, unfortunately. But yeah, I do want
to
thank
them. First of all, shout out to Danielle for taking care of everything during that time. Because that was a heavy load she was bearing. I think she told me that her ideal dream for a vacation would be to lock herself in a dark room without a phone after that. So I hope she got at least a day to do that at some point since then.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't laughing at that, but it's true. She just wanted dark room days. She wanted the heck away from me and everybody else. Mm. But yeah, now I think it's happened months later. It's taken some time, but she's had some quiet times, which those are nice. Those are beneficial. I just talked to her. She was painting, and I think she was happy.
Oh, that's nice.
Happy to do
that. I'm glad you interrupted her during that private moment. I have a question for you about this. Not a serious question, but who was the most famous person to reach out to you during that time? You're obviously in the hospital. You're a legendary NBA broadcaster. People knew because of this show and because of the internet being what it is. People knew pretty soon after what had happened to you, how serious it was. Yeah, I wonder who's the most famous person to reach out to you.
I'll give you a two-parter. I will say as the most famous person, Adam Silver sent a text, and I do believe it was Adam Silver, wow. The NBA commissioner. But I'll take it a step.
Wait, how did you know? Was his name in your phone?
No, he signed it off as Adam.
Oh,
and
well, read the number on air, so I'll do some research.
No, I did reply to him. After months of not having a cellular device, I did respond to everybody, and I responded to him, and he responded to me. So it wasn't.
And you said, Adam, what are we going to bring back hand checking? offensive scoring explosions out of control.
I don't know about this Kissinger comparison, Adam. What about that? I haven't revealed this because I'm just not ready to reveal it, but through somebody, I got an assigned glad to hear you're alive and doing well from the President of the United States. That's the most famous that I've received.
What?
The current
Donald,
sitting president?
Donald Trump?
No, not a previous president. The current
president.
Well,
Joe Biden wrote you a letter?
Yes. Well, it's something that I'm sure is presented to him all the time with a lot of people where he basically mm-hmm. just signs off essentially mm-hmm. on a printed letter, which was presented to him by our agency. So I'm sure there's a connection there. So our agency was able to say, hey, can you just sign this one? Can you sign this one for this guy? I mean, he probably just has a pile that he signs, obviously. And I was on one of them, frankly. Wow. And so, yeah, that was very neat. A very
cool
thing.
Okay, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, to basically just say, hey, glad to see you're alive, Tess. And hope you're doing well.
And just to be clear, the glad to see you're alive was typed or what? Okay. I mean, whatever it said, typed or handwritten?
I'm rewording. It may not say glad to see you're alive.
I know. Okay. Was it Joey going, hey, glad you're alive? Hey, listen, Mech, glad you're alive.
Yeah, it was printed. It was printed, yeah, to be totally fair. But this is a real document.
Damn.
Yeah. So
hey, Tess, I'm putting some rolled oats in this envelope. And a Werther's original, a little treat for you, Mech.
Okay. Joey.
That's exciting. Do you have? I wasn't going to ask you this, but since we're talking about it, do you feel any differently now? I guess is the broad way to ask that question. Like, did you come out of it with any insights? Because I mean, I have to say, we're joking about it now, and you know, maybe like the biggest blessing is that you're doing so well in such a fast time that we can joke about it now. But there was a time when I thought, well, we're never going to be able to joke about this because this could be permanent, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like the last time I talked to Tass could be the last time I talked to Tass. Mm-hmm. So did you come out of it feeling any different? Do you have any insight for us?
Any insight? As in I still feel different, and I'm glad you asked me about the most famous person that called me, because I do remember and have video. This is quite unfortunate video of me being asked questions by the doctors.
Yeah.
Your basic stuff, like what year are we in? You know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. That commonly asked of patients. And I was asked who's the president of the United States. And uh-huh. I didn't say Biden properly. I knew it was Biden. So it was in the brain.
Right.
But mm-hmm. you could hear me say Biden. I said Biden back to the... Oh, wow. And there was a time, and JD was graceful enough to visit me. And it was unfortunate for him to have to see my broken face and slightly broken head at that time. But I am not 100% back. And the people that often go through brain trauma take 12, 18 months or even longer. And we're about 5.5 months out. Excuse me. So... I've got a lot of phlegm in my throat since I injured my mm-hmm. hand. So that's
is that new? You said you lost your sense of smell.
Yeah. I mean, that was sort of a joke. But, I do not feel 100% returned. And this is more, there are some impediments that are happening. But,
right.
But yeah, I feel very, very, very close. And so it's wild. It's wild to see what happens on the graphs and everything literally that we were going through at the time, what could happen,
right,
and what did happen. So yeah, that was a traumatic time, but yeah, I don't have any insights other than I'm not 100% back. Okay. Other than to say the brain,
live every moment like it's your last, maybe. Or I mean,
I wouldn't do that.
You had a lot of time that. In bed, Tats. You could have come up with one thing. That...
I wouldn't say live every moment like it's your last.
A life altering event happened to you. I mean, this isn't like when you broke your femur rounding third base. If you didn't have any insights after that,
well, that's why I'm waiting for my comeback and for my entire recap of what happened and the entire experience to be podcasted or shown or written or presented by the President of the United States 12 to 18 months later, when I'll feel a lot better, when I can have a drink of alcohol again, mm-hmm. when I can go through day-to-day stuff. No, the book isn't, it's not closed. Yeah, I am not 100%, but I'm damn close.
Right. Okay, well... after all that, you ready to be funny? Because you're being a bit of a downer.
I'm not the one who asked myself about being hit by a freaking SUV.
Oh, now you're saying, Yeah, in case you were thinking it was just a car, don't worry. It was an SUV, okay? Yeah. It's higher off the ground. It's got more weight behind it. So if you were impressed if he got hit by a Celica, you're going to be even more impressed. It was a Hummer. Yeah.
No, I wish it wasn't a Hummer. But I it wasn't that big. I wish I had a GD video. I wish I had the video to see, because I bring up SUV. Being if it was a flush hit by an SUV, I wouldn't be here today.
Right.
I think it got me on that.
So
was there no like CCTV camera that caught it?
Shockingly, as far as you know. Beside the Atlanta Braves stadium. No, we've gone through the tapes that do not exist. We've tried to find the tapes and talk to police, etc. It literally doesn't have one because
would you really want to see it?
Yeah, that's a funny thing. Sometimes I say, why the hell would I want to see that? But at the same time, I feel so recovered. Yes, right. There's a part of me that's spiteful. I was hit by a car by someone who was not driving the vehicle like they should be driving it. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of anger in me. That part of me wants to see it, yeah.
And you don't remember it at all still.
Zero.
Yeah.
No, and I never will. I do not think. I don't remember that day or the days that you came in, JD, which was like 4 days after I was in the accident, I was hit.
Yeah.
For probably about a good 10 days. I literally do not remember 10 days.
Yeah.
It's just those traumatic videos of me saying beaten. I was unable to, speak properly.
I wish his name was Beaten, because then just Beaten would be a great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Would be a great campaign slogan.
I wish I was asked his middle name, Robinette. I want to know if I could remember.
You knew that?
I knew it. Please ask me that. I don't know his last name. I just know his middle name.
That would have been such a flex, too. Who's the president? Robinette Biden. Look it up.
Robinette Biden.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that you can't remember.
He loves the Amtrak. Delaware. Popcorn. He fought him at the pool. Just a lot of random Biden facts.
Just
It was when talking to you in that state, you were like, it was like talking to somebody who was asleep. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just a stream of consciousness just coming out of you. It was wild.
I have seen videos of that as well. Where I was streaming. Yeah, it was a time. It was a time. Doesn't get any more downer than that.
Hilarious. No, it's good. It's good. It's good to see.
I stopped mid sentence because I thought I had something to say. I thought I had, but I don't have memory anymore, so I forget what I was going to say.
But it's hard to be funny when you don't remember what you're going to say.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. Let me just write it down this time.
Okay, you write down. You don't know what I'm going to ask you, but
no,
write down
I don't.
The answers. What
okay,
do you
go
think?
Ahead.
All right, I'll give you a housekeeping to turn that frown upside down, okay?
Yeah.
If you'd like to support the show, go to patreon.com/isthisgood. You'll get ad-free episodes. You'll get access to our thriving community on Discord. You'll get an exclusive episode every month. And, of course, send topics to isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. Subscribe on YouTube. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Tassie. So good to get. I haven't seen you in quote unquote person since I was in Atlanta.
Yes, that was
a very emotional visit. This is a little less emotional.
It wasn't that emotional. I didn't see you.
What
cry.
For me it was.
I didn't see you cry.
To see you
for
in the
second.
Flesh, to like I'd heard you were doing yes. better, but then to see you like walking around from where I knew you were a couple or a few short months later, because it was around Thanksgiving, wasn't it? That I was there? Nah, no.
It was October.
October.
But I'm surprised I remember what month it was. But yeah, you just reminded me again. You made me flash back to when I was in a vehicle with Danielle to come see you at that day. I didn't like that experience with Danielle in that car.
That's why you got out of the car. You weren't angry that you were hanging out with us. You were angry at her driving.
No. Yeah, there's so much traffic. I remember that day vividly. It was rough. There was a lot of brakes. A lot of brake pumping.
A lot of brakes.
Didn't like that.
Danielle, if you're listening, you could have done better. You know, there's nurturing, you know, A+, but driving.
Totally.
We got to work on that. Yeah. Tass will show you how to do it. But Tass, good news. This first question is about driving.
Yes.
I've been saving this topic for you all these months. Could have used it on anyone. But I said, no, this is for TASS.
This was from September 21st, the day I was supposed to be on the show. This was part of the...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you wouldn't know this one question because I did send it to you at the time.
Yes, now I do remember
that
email.
So what is it?
Email.
What is it?
I don't remember.
What's the question?
I don't remember. Something about driving. Was it an email somebody sent in?
No. It was based on a news story. And the question is, reverse angle backwards parking. Is this good? So this is what happened way back in September. Ventura Boulevard, a very busy thoroughfare here in Los Angeles. The council member did this reimagined Ventura Boulevard thing where there was not enough parking on the street. So to ameliorate that, they made it this angled parking. But to do angled parking, you have to back in. And on the good side, they created more spaces, which was good. But people were very angry about this. Like here, I'll read from the article for in the LA Times. Glenn Hayden, brow furrowed, was driving east along the thoroughfare en route to Woodland Hills Business Machine Center to drop off a typewriter for repair. Okay? Okay?
What year is this?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get to the next sentence. The 85-year-old attorney idled for 10 seconds in traffic outside the shop as his eyes bounced between his rearview mirror and the slots ahead of him. Finally, he pulled forward across four vacant parking spaces with his 2007 Lexus ES 350 before turning 90 degrees and reversing into a spot. Okay. I'm just happy there were no other cars around, he said. Joe Biden should send that guy a card.
Right. So he drove past or onto the four parking spots.
Yeah, couldn't figure it out.
Oh, he just couldn't figure it out. Hmm. This is a man who gets typewriters repaired.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I know. But only old people drive Lexus.
Is that true?
No. But
my grandfather, since passed, God rest his memory, drove a Lexus at one point.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
That's
true.
Well, they do.
That's true. That's two. That's a rule. anyways, this guy, Ben Nico, who has a business there, he said, this is costing us money. At the end of the day, you know, our customers, they don't want to go around and come and back in. So I ask you, a man who can get into back in parking in general. Mm-hmm. JD, you're not the guest on the show. I know. TASS has been through a lot to get here to answer this question. What do you think? Reverse angle backwards parking. Is this good?
Sure. This question isn't for JD, but I will say that you, JD, and Matt, you were quite inspirational in the conversation about parking way back when we were on the starters and we had the conversation about reverse parking. Okay. Now, they weren't angled spots.
Yeah,
correct.
That's true.
The benefit.
So it wasn't mandatory. This is mandatory.
Right.
But, JD, why don't you put up the picture just so everyone can understand what I mean here?
Okay, but
in case your spatial reasoning isn't good.
Right.
You see these they're angled so that when you're driving, you have to go past the spot and then back into it.
So we're in Los Angeles here.
No, this is suspiciously looks like Amsterdam to me.
No, I think this is in America, but
there's an Amsterdam flag hanging from the window there.
Yeah, because that's a shop that sells panna cake.
Yeah, there's too many American cars here to be in Amsterdam.
Oh, that's a good point. So the shop owner is complaining that people were just going to drive by and not want to park in a reverse spot?
They don't understand. They don't understand.
I find that hard to believe.
If you think about it, though, you do have to drive past the spot. I think that... So that means that unless you signal immediately, like you can see a spot two spots ahead. So you have to know it's there. You have to put your blinker on right away, drive past it, and hope that the person behind you has seen that and does not encroach and come, you know, nose to ass.
Yeah, but you do that for a parallel park job.
That's exactly how you parallel park.
You go past it.
Yeah. And then you reverse into it. I know I'm not the guest. But this is much fucking easier.
Yeah, Tass already talked. You could talk now.
It's easier to do it this way. I subscribe to backing into every spot I can.
Okay.
I mean,
you're still doing that.
Why wouldn't
Even though you know it doesn't make any sense.
It does make a lot of sense. It's way safer.
Why does it make sense?
The argument that you guys had years ago was that it does make sense, and you're totally right.
Yeah. No, I said it doesn't make sense. Backing into a regular, like in a parking lot, backing into a spot is lunacy.
LA's changed you, man.
No, what are you talking about? I was saying this 8 years ago.
Oh, man, I wish.
On the way out? It saves time on the way out? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, it does save time on the way out, but it's also way safer. And the people pulling out of a parking spot to leave is just as fucking excruciating as somebody backing into a parking spot.
No, take a stopwatch. Go to Kroger. Okay, time it takes to back into a spot and then leave that spot.
Uh-huh.
I understand backing in will take longer, leaving will be faster in that case.
Uh-huh.
Or front first and then backing out. I guarantee you that it takes less time to pull in and back out than it takes to
Then there's more. Okay, fine.
You're backing out into nothing versus backing into a tiny spot. How could it not be?
Backing out into the world. Everything is around.
Yes, you're backing out into the world.
There's too many variables back there. So if you back into a spot, there's nothing in the spot. But there's so many things.
Every turn you take in a car, 99% of turns you take in a car are front forward.
Okay.
Your brain is trained to know spatial reasoning.
Well, fucking train
forward,
your brain to
backwards.
Move backwards. This guy who's 75 years old getting his typewriter fixed, he's of the generation that's
used. He's 85.
85.
He's the greatest generation.
Even more so. This is how you do it. You put your arm on the passenger seat and you look behind you. It's that simple.
Yeah, you look behind you to back out into space.
No.
What about your trunk? You go to the supermarket, you back into the spot, thereby making your trunk inaccessible for the groceries you purchase. Does that make sense to you?
I mean,
I'm hearing silence because I've defeated you with logic.
That's a point. That's a point, I suppose.
A point. That is a point. And that is one thing I do feel reluctant about when I do enter a parking lot. I don't want to back in because I can't use my trunk.
Yeah.
That being said, I do think there are far fewer accidents for people who do reverse into 100%, their spots.
100%.
Show me the studies. Show me the studies.
I could have sworn that 8 years ago, if that's when we did talk about this, that you were in the favor of backing into a spot.
No, I would never.
I was, for sure.
The reason you complaining about it on that show was because I was sitting in the Turner parking lot waiting hours as a lineup developed so JD could back into his spot.
My Mini Cooper was taking up that much space.
Look how comfortable I am backing in. I'm better than you. I don't need to go face first. And it was creating a backlog. And I said, enough.
Enough.
And I was a brave voice that spoke up. But I guess some things haven't changed.
In a recent Kartnark, previous guest on this show, video, he traveled to Japan looking for carts, wayward carts, couldn't find one, so point for Japan there. But you look at that parking lot, every single one is parked back, reversed in. So every single car was pointed outwards.
Interesting.
Heaven. It's heaven.
It is heaven.
I mean, it's a very orderly society. Yes. I'll give you that.
Okay.
I wish I was Japanese.
And it is a very efficient society, as far as I know.
You're exactly right.
I've never had the pleasure of visiting.
Exactly right.
What a long life expectancy they have there as well.
But then again, Tucker Carlson couldn't find any wayward carts in Russia because, you know, as he was showing when he went there, that they have the system where you put in a quarter and then you got to return it to get the quarter back.
Yes.
Or whatever. The ruble, I suppose.
Are they still on the ruble there? I guess they must be, right?
I assume so. They're not in the euro, I'll tell you that. I don't know if you've been following the news.
it's a wonderful experience backing up into a parking spot.
Yeah.
Because after we had that discussion years ago, I started doing it again. And I love it. Now, I won't do it in a situation where there are cars that will have to wait for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Respectful.
My Canadian self is just too nice. It's too friggin' nice. I won't make you wait.
To be perfectly honest, I'm the same way.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
But did you know this is a relatively new phenomenon? That apparently older cars, the backs were higher, so it was actually harder to back out to see.
Right.
So the pulling in but first is really since the advent of the backup camera. It's exploded in popularity because people say, well, I now have this technology.
I guess, but I've seen guys reverse park a 18-wheeler tractor trailer. It's, oh my it's God. Doable.
Yeah, I know. There's a fire station near me, and I've seen them back the fire truck in. It's very.
You know why they do that?
The guy
so
watching,
they can get the
why?
Heck out of the garage.
That's exactly right.
Out of the bay as
fast as possible.
Because
people's lives are on the line. But you know what? How much time have you spent in your life blocked on a street because a fire truck is performatively backing into the firehouse? Just to show you, we're real men.
It does.
We
happen.
Slide down a pole and eat chili.
It's a good flex. It is a good flex.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, don't tell me you haven't been backed up on a street waiting for a fire truck to
okay,
back into it.
Let me calculate it. The time in my life that that's happened, I'm probably up to about 2.5 minutes over 53
years. Yeah, and Tass factored that in when he figured out when you were going to die.
Do firefighters eat chili? Is that a common thing?
Still?
Yeah, they must.
They must.
Yeah.
5-alarm chili. It's weird that they name it that. Because that's bad. Like, you hear the 5 alarms, you know that you could die.
I didn't realize it was the firefighters who came up with that.
It's like in a hospital, they don't call it stage 4 Jello.
Right. You know? What kind of Jello would you like? Code blue Jello?
It's a nuclear winter pie, please. Okay, JD, for various reasons, there are no polls today.
Oh.
So I want you to get into the head of the people.
Okay.
What do you say the percentage of people? You know, you've already heard this 85-year-old man that was typing a letter to his grandson on a typewriter as he was backing into a spot. What do you think the people would say?
I think that the people are going to say that it's bad, reversing, you know, because they're... they just I don't want to insult
so
them, but god damn it, like, you know, grow up is what I say. Grow up and back your car in.
We didn't really talk about the angular part.
That's even easier, Tess, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I
it's
mean?
It's better, but you're forcing people to do something that if you believe in my school of thought that backing into parking spots is stupid, you've spent your whole life not doing it. And now you're being forced to do it.
How do you parallel park, Matt?
By the government, JD. The government is forcing you to do something, infringing on your liberties to forward park.
You're watching a lot of Tucker.
Well, how do you... Matt,
do you remember? Did you see a few weeks ago the AP tweeted an article that was like, this New Jersey city limited street parking and hasn't seen a traffic death in 7 years. And then Canada's own Jordan Peterson retweeted it and said, you've become pathetic beyond comprehension, AP, and the woke death will soon visit you.
Gosh.
That's what I think the people are going to say, JD, that you have become pathetic beyond comprehension and the woke death will soon visit you.
Okay, put it in the comments. How do you parallel park, Matt? How do you parallel park? That's what I want to know.
How do I
front
the way
first?
A normal red-blooded American parks.
Front first. Front first.
No, sorry. I go past it first, as you were saying. I can't deny that.
And then
that's the only option. You can't head first parallel park.
Exactly. And these are the alternative to parallel parking, and it's way easier than parallel parking.
Yeah, I do think that's a fair point. I do wonder, put up the picture for a second. Don't you think that I'm scared that, okay, so I'm driving down the street where the car is at the end of this road, whatever,
right.
If you're not listening, if you're not watching... I'm going to paint a picture. You're driving straight, right?
Yeah.
Now you have to stick your nose out to back in. Aren't you worried your nose will go past the white dotted line into the other lane?
You don't have to stick your nose out. You just reverse the car. You indicate and you reverse the car. And when you indicate, in a civilized society, people know that you want to park there. So they stop. It's the same thing if you were parallel parking.
It's great points on both sides. I think some people would turn their vehicle to the left a little bit so they could reverse quicker, or they would know where they're reversing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to, as JD also brought up.
You don't have to.
Really,
and most
points.
Of the cars have reverse cams anyways. The fucking they park themselves, some of them. So just reverse the goddamn car.
And it feels like that lane is even bigger. There, that lane in Amsterdam or wherever that is. It feels like you've got enough space. It's so fun to reverse. I think I liked reversing prior to... the camera, the reverse cam.
Me too.
It's not as good.
Yeah.
It's not as proper.
It's too easy. It also doesn't read.
It sometimes it blurs out. Like sometimes there's water condensed on that.
Yeah, and you can't trust those lines that it draws.
You can't. They're not right. So you I think I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the experience of reversing more. I actually was just in a parallel spot. Well, I was about to parallel park, but there were people behind me, and I wanted to let the kids out and Danielle out. So I drove right into it first, not to park, but to let everybody out and to not impede everybody else behind me. So I just want to pat myself on the back for that. Yeah. So I let them all out. Then traffic went by and I reversed and I had a great experience. It was a wonderful experience.
Feels good.
It does.
Great.
It feels so good to reverse. So this 85-year-old guy, is he still alive? I know this story.
Yeah, it's a great question.
The story was from what? Almost 6 months ago from at least.
Yeah.
Very least. So if he's not Japanese, he may be dead. I know the Japanese are living longer than all of us. Gosh, I want to go.
That trick doesn't work in Japan. You can't do your trick in Japan. It's too complicated to find out when anyone's going to die there. All right, Tass, I don't know. I had so many things prepared to talk to you about. I don't even know where to go here. All right. Well, let's move to a segment that we call Unpopular Opinions. This is where I give you an unpopular opinion that the internet says, and you tell me if you agree with said unpopular opinion. And I like this one. This is actually an unpopular opinion. The upset partner should be the one to sleep on the couch.
Wow.
Ooh, spicy takes. Normally, the way we've seen this work in film and television, and perhaps in our own lives, when we've backseat driven our partner a little too much, that, you know, the partner says, "You're going on the couch."
Right.
And then you take your little auxiliary blanket and pillow, and then you curl up on the couch, and they get the nice, comfortable bed. But this person is saying that actually the person that's pissed off should defiantly get up and say, "I'm going to the couch."
Right.
And you leave that person in their bed, in that giant bed, alone, knowing there should be someone next to them to reflect on their misdeeds. So, Tassie, what do you think on this one?
I would definitely be on the side of the angry person leaving. Would be beneficial because I've been there, done that, and that's what I like to do.
You mean been told to leave or left?
No, just left.
See, that's good. I agree with you.
Yeah, but you're leaving somebody, as you were saying, in the bed that they don't want to be alone in, potentially.
It's more
but,
of a...
Yeah, but that's just the point. Well, I get... Right. I guess we have to look at it from two ways.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, if you're pissed off at your wife for a good reason, let's say. This has to be a good reason.
Sure.
And I almost can't think of one, so I almost want to reverse it.
It's so rare. She's mad at you. It's so rare.
I know. Okay. Let's say she's mad at you, because that we can actually picture.
Okay, yeah.
So she's mad at you for a legitimate reason. She says, you know what, Tass? I can't. Go to the couch. Versus her saying, "You know what, Tass? I can't," and then just storming out of the room, and now you're left alone in the bed. Right? I think that is the true power move. Because also you can't argue. If she says, "Tass, go to the couch," you might be like, What? Why? No, we could talk. But if she just leaves, what are you gonna do? You just gotta sit there in silence.
Yeah.
I agree. That's the way to do it. I think it's beneficial for both parties that you wouldn't have to sleep on a crappy couch.
Right. No, but the angry person, the aggrieved person is on the couch.
Yes, the aggrieved person should be on the couch. I totally agree.
Right. Oh, you agree. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. It's what's more than fuck you, it's fuck me, right? So I'm taking the hit here. I'm the one that's going to suffer because of you. You are driving me away. That's the move, right? Like, I'm so furious with you.
Yes.
I couldn't possibly be in the same room with you, and I don't even care. I'll sleep on the floor. I'll sleep in the doghouse. Not in the doghouse, because metaphorically that's where they should be, is the doghouse. They're in the doghouse. Right. But you know what I mean? Like, I'll sleep on the...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they feel even more guilty. First, they feel guilty for... whatever it is they did wrong.
Yes.
In this case, Tass feels guilty for whatever he did wrong. But now he's also feeling guilty that his lovely wife is sleeping on a couch. Now, this couch, could be a CB2, you know, maybe a full Crate and Barrel. I don't think we're quite at Restoration Hardware. It could be a comfortable couch. Actually, that is a comfortable couch. Now that I'm picturing your couch, it's a big. There's actually it's sectional.
You're in my house.
Yeah.
I'm in your house.
Oh. You have a very comfortable couch. You probably fight over who's going to sleep on the couch.
I would rather. I get mad at my wife so I can sleep on the couch. Yeah. I've never had a good reason to be mad at Danielle. It's zero for zero. But I have taken myself out of the room, yeah, just to be able to act as also just it's cooling off. I don't want to be feisty beside her. But yeah, there's been many times where I've been mad for a dumb reason. And taken myself out and slept on a very comfortable couch, which I'm going to start doing because it's far more comfortable than our bed. But you're right in that. I do feel there is a part of me that does feel bad for the person who may be a little lonely.
The person on the couch or the person in the bed?
No, the bed. Person in the bed now in this scenario.
Good. That's good because the person in the bed is the bad person in this or the wrong
in this scenario.
Person.
Right.
In this scenario.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm really flipping on both ways.
Tass, I shouldn't. This is a brain teaser. I brought you on here.
Yeah, fuck me up, man. There's no way I can operate brain teasers right now. No way. Give me at least 6 to 8 months.
Like, oh, there was a pool of water because they were standing on ice, and then when the ice melted, what was it? Oh yeah, this reminds me of back in my single days. If you were gonna have a one night stand with someone, or whatever, not even necessarily a one night stand, but just an evening with someone that you know you're not really dating, the move is do it at their house, not your house, because if it's their house, you can leave anytime. You can be the person saying, I'm going to the couch. That's it. You know what I mean? If they're at your house, you can't really control. So, I think they're the same. So let's move on from there.
Well, if somebody's coming to your house for whether it be a one-night stand or a
two-night stand, a home and home, a double header.
A one-night of this two-night home stand. They should leave. That's the proper thing to do. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't, Tass. Yeah. Sometimes they don't leave. They're in my Egyptian cotton and they want to stay there forever.
Wow. Sounds
like
so
a pharaoh.
Nice. It does sound lovely to be with you, Pharaoh. Like Egyptian
Queen
cotton
Nefertiti.
Sounds... How many threads are we talking?
Not a good count. But, you know, sometimes I find that a higher count is not as comfortable, actually. It's counterintuitive. They take a longer time to break in.
Uh-huh.
That's what Bowl and Branch will tell you.
Oh, God. Tass, is Bowl and Branch one of the ads you've played a fake guitar to?
No, I'm not that good. I'm not that good to have three words in the brand name. One word. On the guitar, I can just play one strum, and then I'm done.
It is fascinating because most people, when they don't know how to play guitar, they'll play air guitar. Mm-hmm. Or if they're holding guitar, they will mime, but they won't actually touch the strings. You don't know how to play guitar, but you also touch all the strings, which I think makes you one of the greatest fake guitar players in the world.
JD feels the opposite, I'm sure. I think I have played an ad. I played a Bare Naked Ladies song. What was it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
JD hated it because I was just strumming the whole way through.
Strumming open strings. That's it.
Yeah.
The guitar wasn't even in tune.
Well, we got to teach an open tuning, JD, so he can at least play one chord.
Great idea. Yeah.
All right. One more unpopular opinion here. Dudes with beards are overdone. True.
I feel attacked. I feel attacked.
Well, we all feel attacked.
Yeah.
And even I, with the least prodigious beard of the three of us, have had this beard since 2003 or 4. That means you barely remember a time I never had a beard.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
You had the beard also since I met you, JD? No.
Yeah, I've had a beard. Not to this extent, but I've definitely always had facial hair of some sort.
Tass, you have not always had a beard.
No. And I think I have some photos of you back in your... in our college days, maybe from the first couple of years, where you're
yes.
your face is naked. I believe you were sweeping something in that photo.
Yes, you had
the goggles on and you were sweeping something.
Safety first when I do my house cleaning.
No dust in the eyes. It's a common thing here where we are in the South. Put on the mask at all times.
Mm.
Not for diseases, but for allergies. We're talking allergy season here.
Yeah.
The allergens are penetrating every...
Indoors?
Every orifice at all times. I just took my mask off for this show.
Oh my God, you. That's amazing. So I don't watch No Dunks, I just listen to it. You mean every episode I've heard you on, you've been talking through a mask?
Yep. Yep, I have been.
And what is the beard but a mask?
It is a mask. So hold on, the people are saying here that, or wherever this comment comes from, there's too many beards these days.
What is that? Yeah, is that like overdone?
Yeah, too popular,
just like,
overdone.
It's fucked out?
Yeah.
It's fucked out. Well, it's just like, it's just that I think it used to be some people had beards and some people don't.
Oh, most people didn't.
And what happened
was,
most people didn't. You were rebel. Look at Mad Men, you know, the cool, younger, hipper guy. I forget his name. Rizzo? Stan? Stan? He had the beard.
Mm.
Don did not have a beard, clean shaven, because in the corporate world, I think it was day class A to have a beard because it showed you weren't stringent enough to wake up every morning and shave.
Right. It's discipline.
Discipline. Yeah, right. Like a man that makes his bed every morning.
Right.
After sleeping in it alone.
Right. Someone's been reading Jordan Peterson.
Well, he's got some simple rules, JD. And I believe we should hear the man out.
You guys reading Jordan Peterson? But is Rizzo the correct term? Is that, or it's not term, is the right name from Mad Men? Rizzo?
I think it is. I think his name was Stan Rizzo.
Don't quote
me on that. Oh. We can't, again, as I always say on the show, I can't Google because the stream will cut out.
That's right.
That's why. I was just going to say, were they ahead of their time naming Rizzo, but I guess it's a last name.
Because people have Riz these days.
Oh, Charisma, well, but... then yes. But then again, Rizzo from Greece did not have Riz.
Wait. No.
Was there Rizzo in Greece?
Yeah, there is, but I thought Rizzo...
She was a pink lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had Riz. You have to have Riz if you're
a pink lady.
Oh,
she was the one with the most Riz, actually.
Yeah.
She was the sexually promiscuous.
Hell yeah. But Channing Stockard, right? Channing Stockard is a famous basketball player, I believe. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's Chandler Parsons.
So many names. I think it's John Stockton and Channing Frye.
That's it. Speaking of celebrities, happy to see Taz. Holy.
Oh, come on.
John Stockton?
John Stockton. No, Channing Frye. I had to stop Channing Frye.
Channing
I had to
Fry.
Stop Channing Frye in the
yeah,
lane.
Yeah, he didn't
see
you.
John Stockton
so
would
tiny.
Not be happy to see you if you were wearing a mask. I'll tell you that.
Oh, good call. Very good call. Yeah.
Very,
very
good
call. Deep cut. You are reading. You're watching Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
You're reading Jordan Peterson. And you know everything about John Stockton.
Well, in spite of Tucker Carlson, Jordan Peterson, hey, remember when you go to the polls, just Biden. That's to the tune of Just Beat It. Or Just Beaten. Fuck, I fucked that up. God damn.
Wow.
Just Beaten. All right. The face is weird. Okay, let's get back to the topic. The man's face is weird. Here, you know, you could have pockmarks, acne, weak chin, scars, cellulite. And the beard was basically a gift from the Lord that said, what if I could cover that up from you and prevent you from shaving and having those weird shaving bumps and having to buy creams and 5-bladed razors? You just opt out. You just get an electric trimmer, and that's your life now.
Right.
You got acne. You know how much acne I have right now?
No, I don't.
You can't tell.
You don't, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish you'd said no, so then I could have said that.
Sorry.
Let's retake it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, do you know how much acne I have right now?
No.
No.
Exactly. Worth it.
Nailed it.
Okay. Just beaten. Put that. Now cut the whole other part. Now put that in.
People.
Okay. So anyways.
Oh, this one's for you. This one's for you.
Okay. Yep.
People say you eat too many chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah.
That's a can.
The problem with that man in that commercial was that he wasn't old enough to grow a beard.
It was. So is there acne there? I don't see any acne. I'm looking hard.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
You can't see it. I have a beard.
I know.
Don't you feel bad for women that this is not an option for them?
I mean, kind of.
Both usually hormonally, but also societally?
Yeah. I guess.
It's sad. They're spending all this money on makeup and skincare, mm-hmm. facials. When if you just let your hair grow an eighth of an inch, all your problems are solved. And that's why they're so popular. That's what I'm saying. I kind of agree with this person. They are overdone, but they're just so good. Why would I go back? There's no reason to go back.
No, of course not. Of course not. Although I will say, if I looked like John Hamm, I would shave every day. But I don't look like John
Hamm. You think he doesn't look cool with a beard?
Yes, he does. So, you know, fuck John Hamm. But also, he has the option. I don't have the option.
Right. I'm with you in that people who choose to have them because they do look better. That's why I have one. I don't look as good.
I know.
People look better. So why are people complaining?
Tass, we always talk about you as the best looking donkey.
Always. That's what we talk about every day.
We do. We talk about it behind your back. He was hit by an SUV, people, and he's still the best looking of the five of them.
That's objectively true.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Well, we had. Okay. I hated when we had Grant Hill on our show that day.
Because he was better looking than you?
Yeah. I mean, way better.
And he has a beard.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Cool
you
story.
You shaved that guy. Anyways, my point is that Tass is very good looking. If he didn't have the beard, I think he'd be
terrible.
Pretty as a peach. But he chooses it anyway.
No. Actually, my wife, Danielle, would not choose me if I was beardless.
Yeah, that's the same with me, actually. If I shaved this off, Rachel would be like, grow that back immediately.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because she likes beards or because she thinks you look bad clean shaven?
It's probably, she says it's the former, but it's probably more the latter. Let's be honest.
Interesting. Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm with you. I'll give you a photo of me shaved. I look like Kermit the Frog. Danielle said it, and I believe her. And that's when the last time she probably saw me hairless. My entire body was hairless that day. It was 2014.
You don't have the hairiest body.
No, I don't. But I do want to wax like you do. You occasionally.
Nah, I don't anymore.
No.
I don't anymore. I did wax my back maybe three times total when I lived in Atlanta for the summer pool season. You know what I should have done, and I really regret not doing this, is during not peak COVID times, but lower COVID times, I should have gotten lasered. Laser. Because that's permanent.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
People do that for that reason. But it was a very cool place that you were going to here in Atlanta. What was it called? Sweet Peach.
Yeah. Very awkward.
Shave the sweet.
They would always, when they sent you the email, they would always say, "Your boyfriends cannot wait inside." Because they didn't like the boyfriend sitting there, you know.
What?
Well, I mean, it's a weird thing to be sitting there and seeing every woman that walks by. You know exactly what's about to happen.
Do you though?
You know.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yes.
There's a lot of places that can be waxed on your body, even if you're
a woman.
That's
true. Yeah, but this was their specialty.
Oh, right. That's why it was called
Sweet Peach.
That's why it's a peach.
Why did you guys go there then?
Where else are we going to go?
I don't know. I actually went there once to get my...
It was pre-2020. Oh, you got your ears done.
My ears and my eyebrows.
And would you do that again?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, do you do it?
I do my ears myself now.
Wow. Painful?
I mean, I don't find it painful. I think it's very satisfying. It's a satisfying feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than plucking. Plucking, I hate. Like
no. Well, also, if you have too much hair, plucking is...
It's
like picking up sand on a beach, you know?
Right. Exactly.
All right. Tass, there's only one thing left to do. It's time for subjective trivia. Subjective trivia, it's just like regular trivia, except only I know the answer. And this question is based on a question that I did not ask you in this show.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Basically, you know Wendy's?
Oh, do I know Wendy's? Yeah.
Do you like Wendy's?
Yeah.
Did you seriously have experience with Wendy's?
Do I have experience?
Oh, you do? Yeah, like, do you go? Because some people are like, yeah, I'll never go to Wendy's.
Of course. Dave Thomas, I love that guy. Yeah, I'm in.
Interesting. That's pretty sexist. It's named after Wendy, but the person you cite is Dave Thomas.
Okay, well,
her very father.
Is this was her he father? Actually? No, he is the president of the company.
No.
Dave Thomas? Dave?
Isn't it Wendy Thomas?
I don't know.
Really? You sexist asshole. You only know her as Wendy, and you just assume that she's Wendy Thomas?
You're saying Dave Thomas did not found Wendy's?
Yeah, well, maybe.
So you know what you're telling me? Ronald McDonald didn't start McDonald's? Why is his last name McDonald then? Anyways.
Either way, Wendy's great. We say her.
Okay, Wendy's is great.
Let's talk about... Great. No, Wendy is great. I like Wendy. Person
as a name,
yes, the you person know,
Wendy was not a name before. What's the movie I'm thinking of, JD?
Peter Pan.
Thank you, Peter Pan.
Oh. By the way, your Google isn't working, but mine is. Dave Thomas, Rex Dave Thomas, was the founder and chief executive officer for Wendy's. So he did found Wendy's.
So Wendy is his daughter. Look that up.
I mean, yes. Children.
That was why. He looked at Wendy and he said.
Yeah, you're right. This world is sexist. Because I knew about Dave Thomas finding Wendy's, but I didn't know that she was his daughter.
Well, I guess, you know, I take it back. It's not sexist because Wendy didn't do shit.
Yeah, she did nothing. She was just existed.
Come on.
She just sat there with her ginger hair and said, praise me, everyone. Put me on every store.
I want the burgers to be square, Daddy.
Wendy was a real bitch, if you ask me. Just Wendy's could be where McDonald's is now if their burgers were round.
Yeah,
but Wendy would not have it. Mm. She also insisted on the baked potato. They said, "What about fries?" She said, "No, baked potatoes, Daddy." I do like a fully loaded baked potato, though, so thank you for that, Wendy.
They have lots of fries.
They do have fries, yeah.
They do have fries. Yes, I was just making a joke.
Oh, I just didn't get it. I just don't know where I am right now. My brain doesn't work.
I don't know where I am right now. I have to drop off a typewriter. Okay, so the story was, I'll just read you a bit from the story. Dynamic pricing for burgers and shakes. Wendy's will give it a whirl. Maybe you are the type who enjoys biting into a warm, spicy chicken nugget from Wendy's, and at $5.99 for a 10-piece in Midtown Manhattan, it's a tempting treat. Soon, you may want to consider what time it is before you satisfy such a craving, because the fast food chain is going to price those crispy chunks of meat and other menu items differently depending on the day. The feature will be rolled out along with digital menu boards that will reflect the price changes. The company plans to invest $30 million, blah, 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 blah. We're always focused on improving the customer and crew experience. And in that experience, we're leveraging technology in our restaurant even more, Mr. Tanner said. So, yeah, maybe Mr. Tanner took over from old Dave Thomas, who is dead. We know that.
He died, yeah.
He died. Mm-hmm. Now, the colonel from KFC is also dead, but that hasn't stopped them from iterating the colonel. You know what I mean? We got colonels. Yeah. We've had colonels for decades since the man died.
Yes.
But you don't have new Dave Thomases.
No.
Richard Kind would be a good David Thomas.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. So anyways, you know, we were going to talk about dynamic pricing and, you know, they do it in concerts, Ubers, and we were going to get upset about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to do that.
Okay.
Because we're past that point. All right. I just wanted you to know what inspired this question.
Okay.
The question is, which of these fast food mascots would I most want to have lunch with?
Huh.
JD, please put up the picture. So we got Ronald McDonald. You got the Colonel Sanders. You've got Jackbox. That's from Jack in a Box.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not watching, you know, he's like dressed like a businessman, but he's got a spherical giant head on with a pointy snowman nose. And the Burger King.
Right.
From Burger Carl's King. Jr.
So, yeah, what is he called? He's called Burger King?
I think he's the Burger King.
He's the Burger King.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now, I thought when I go to Burger King and I get that little crown I put on, I thought I was the Burger King.
Right.
I thought it was like God. He's in all of us. But no, there is a Burger King. And he rules over his fiefdom with an iron fist. And so which of these four fast food mascots would I most want to have lunch with? Ronald McDonald, Colonel Sanders, Jackbox, or the Burger King? Tass, what do you think? Where's your brain going?
Well, yeah.
Left Wendy off, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Now,
bit of a tirade.
Now who's sexist?
Well, I left it off because I was going to say, we just talked about Wendy. So Wendy aside.
Right. Okay.
Because you know I'd pick Wendy because we both have red hair.
Yeah. Well, so
we've
does...
We've probably both been called fire crotch at some point in our lives.
So does not Ronald McDonald, and so does the... And so does the Burger King.
What the fuck is going on here? What in the name of Ed Sheeran is happening? Why are all our fast food mascots red haired?
I think that the Colonel could be red haired too.
Well,
back
he's famously white haired.
Well, I know, but I mean, back in the day.
Okay, Google, did the Colonel have red hair? Jackbox has no hair.
No, he's got no hair.
Yeah, well, he's got no hair.
Is that a big positive for you in that? He has no hair. He has a mask on. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't talk to you. I don't think he's allowed to talk.
Right.
So do you?
I think Jackbox does talk. Are you talking about the Burger King or Jackbox?
No,
Jackbox does talk.
Yeah, Burger King. Same
Jackbox
thing.
Is basically like the founder and CEO, but with the spherical white head.
Well, super creepy then. If he is always talking with that spherical head, you're not having lunch with that guy. Yeah. That's too weird.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King, I guess, doesn't talk.
Growing up, the commercials, Burger King was a real guy, like Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Like, and he would twist his ring. Do you remember that?
No.
He would hold his ring. Oh, don't patronize me.
Creeper.
Yeah, he would twist his ring and you would appear at Burger King. Everybody would explode and you'd go to Burger King. Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
Who was it, the fucking Prestige? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyways.
Ronald McDonald, that's also the photo that you guys selected. That's a great one because he looks...
He's in your face.
Kind of creepy, yeah. He's a little angry.
He's doing the, I want you to join the army. He's doing the Uncle Sam.
A little bit.
Okay, well, Tass, I tell you, you said no to Jackbox, and I'm going to tell you that's correct.
Yeah, I saw it in your face. Okay. You agreed with me.
I agree with you.
Now let's get your face back on screen.
And you said no to the Burger King.
No Burger King. No Ronald that's McDonald. Correct, I think Colonel Sanders has got a lot of things to share. Mm. Now, are we talking about the original? Were we talking about the
original
second,
recipe?
No, the original. Man, who, yes, made a great recipe. Is it Kirby, Kentucky is the first one? Something real close.
Tass, you say you have no memory. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I've been to that one, actually. Creepy.
Also are you saying Kirby because it's the K in KFC? That stands for
no,
Kentucky.
No, I mean, it's very similar. I thought it was like a K-I-R-B-Y. I could be wrong. It's something.
No.
It's,
JD?
Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, can you Google that?
I'm Googling it. I can't find it.
You know.
You can't find where the first KFC
well,
was?
I'm looking at the
it is. It still exists. It's still there. Should be.
All right.
I could be wrong, but it might be five-letter town. Small town.
JD, do you agree with this?
And you go there, actually. You go there, you sit on a bench, and there is a sort of like a, you know, a sculpture statue of Colonel Sanders that you kind of have lunch with, as we're talking about here. Super interesting. So I'm going with Colonel Sanders, who actually, the original, actually, for a time in his life, lived close to me.
Yeah, he was living in Canada, wasn't he?
And he's living in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, like up the road from where I used to live for some odd reason.
Oh, wait a second. The
Yes,
the original.
Actual, the one from Kentucky moved to Canada?
He was in Canada in the 80s, I don't know, 90s. I don't know.
That's crazy to me because he's such an indelibly American character.
Yes.
Yeah, he.
I don't know why he was in Canada.
Yeah, I remember.
I do. I love my country, but socialized medicine, I do feel it is the way.
you said there's many iterations of Colonel Sanders, as what does that mean?
Well, Norm Macdonald played him.
Oh, okay.
Reba McEntire played him. Right, Rob Riggle plays him. Like we always get a new Colonel.
Oh, I thought we were talking.
He's like.
About...
Aunt Viv on Fresh Prince, you know.
Aunt.
We got
it's Aunt.
No.
Nope.
Well, Colonel Sanders in America, he would say Aunt Viv, but then when he moved to Canada, he said Aunt Viv.
Oh. Have you seen the Fresh Prince
Reunion? Oh, maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, why would you say aunt in America? Why would you say aunt?
What do you say in America? I don't know. I'm so fucked up with what to say in America.
In America, we say aunt.
No, we say aunt.
Aunt's the Brits.
No. Aunt, no.
What are the, who says aunt?
Southern people definitely say it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I think it is on. Oh. I think it. Okay. Anyways, JD, do you agree? Am I having lunch with fucking Colonel Sanders or not?
I'm with Tass 100%. You have the Canadian connection. You love an avuncular gentleman. Uh-huh. May I call you Harland, sir? Is what you would say, and then you'd be off and running. The one question I was wondering is, would you have to eat in their restaurant?
No, that's not part of the calculus.
Okay, that's not part of it. Well, anyways.
I'm taking him out for a salad.
Okay. Okay, I'm saying Colonel Harland Sanders as well.
What a name. What a great name.
Now, I told you no. I said no to the Jackbox because he's too creepy and, like, American Psycho-y. Mm-hmm. And I said no to the Burger King. Too creepy. Ronald McDonald. I hate to say it, Tass.
What?
But a little bit of Ewing theory here. Am I right?
Okay.
Because he's the worst of the McDonald's characters.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a Hamburglar. You got a Mayor McCheese. You got a Grimace. I don't know if Grimace is better. Birdie. These are all great characters.
Right.
Ronald is actually the captain of the team, but he's the worst one.
Right.
So he's out, and you are both right, Tess. Yes. The answer is Colonel Sanders. Oh,
thank you so much. See ya, weirdos.
Provided he's not weird and old and racist, because you know he kind of looks like he could be, but I don't think he is. Because remember that when Papa John, Papa John, not on this list.
Old Papa John.
Wait, hold on.
He said something racist, and then I think he like tried to slough it. I was like, well, Colonel Sanders is, and then the estate of Colonel Sanders was like, no, Colonel Sanders was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was, then I agree. I think we'd have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Can you consider, now that Shaq is sort of the spokesperson for Papa John's, is he like a fast food restaurant mascot now?
No. Well,
why not?
Because spokesperson and is a dividing, because he also owns Krispy Kreme. So I don't think he's the Krispy Kreme mascot.
Well, yeah, I haven't really seen it.
Is he the Gold Bond medicated powder mascot?
He's the general mascot. Well, I guess the general is the general.
The general's the general. You see, there you go. You just backed into a great point.
Well, that's how I love to do everything, Matt.
We'll end it there.
Way to come back to that.
Tassie, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me in Corbin. You can find me in Corbin. Kentucky.
Oh, is that weird?
I was wrong. I was wrong. Corbin. It wasn't Kirby. It was Corbin.
Hey,
Corbin with a K or a C?
A C. What's up with that?
Too bad.
Yeah,
it sounds pretty close to Kirby, though, or Kirby.
Yeah, it does. It does. Corbin is located south of North Corbin, which is, I think, where it was actually found. But anyways, if you're looking for a KFC, that one is good. It's tasty. Super tasty. I'm pretty hungry right now. People can find me wherever they get their pods, wherever they look on their Googles, because you should search for YouTube where we do our daily show.
Yes.
No Ducks is where you can find me. That's all I do right now. As we said at the beginning of the show, I'm pretty sad, man. I balance things. I play a guitar, but I don't really play a guitar. I purchased a digital piano during the pandemic because I wanted to play that better. Don't play that all that well.
Your kids are using it at least.
Oh yeah, it's cool. The kids suck because quite often
they're tiny fingers.
No, they don't suck at playing the piano. They're actually good at playing the piano, but to learn it, they often have this color code instructor that puts literally colored stickers on the piano.
Right.
I don't like touching that when I play the piano.
That's your piano, buddy.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
They shouldn't ruin it with adhesives.
Yeah, kids ruin everything.
That's true. Yeah.
Kids ruin their parents, but
kids, are they good?
Great question.
You heard it here first.
That's a full episode.
Really good question.
No, I would love to do that as an episode. Actually, if we could get, I would need someone that really truly regretted having kids to come on the show.
Oh, okay.
Who's that person going to be?
It depends on the day, because sometimes it's me.
I know,
for sure.
I know. Check us out, Patreon, patreon.com/isthisgood. Subscribe to Is This Good wherever you listen to podcasts. I could always use some good emails at isthisgoodpod@gmail.com. And you can always rate us on Apple Podcasts. And of course, subscribe on YouTube, because JD puts a lot of work into these videos. Okay?
Well, it's important. Yeah. Rachel does a lot too.
Rachel too. Yeah, Rachel too.
Just saying.
Wouldn't deny that. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Tassie for coming on. Tassie, worth the wait, I would say. How do you feel?
Absolutely. I'm glad I waited 5.5 months for this. It's been a long time coming.
It's fun to be on the show, Tassie. Come on.
Freaking right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm happy. No, I wish it came earlier. That was the negativity in my voice.
Yeah, when, next time I want you, I don't want to wait for you to ask me. I want you to text me so that I won't text you back, and you'll see how it feels.
I didn't ask you at all.
That's what I'm saying. I want you to ask me next time.
Oh, that's what
I want
what
you to be
said.
So excited that you
my
can
ears,
ask me.
My ears aren't good. Yeah, my senses are
but
gone.
Tassie,
I will be excited.
Digital hug.
I just want to go past the hour mark because I know you hate long shows.
No, we're 73 minutes.
Gosh.
It almost feels silly. Like, you're doing so well. I know in your head you're not fine, and
well,
I totally understand
well.
That.
I'm doing well. Thank
you're,
you.
But you're doing so that it almost feels weird for me to refer, like, to be like, oh, I'm right. So happy you're doing, because it's like you've been doing well for so long that it almost feels weird to bring it up. But then again, I did bring it up at the start of the show for a long time. So that was that's on me.
Well, I was concerned. I didn't know what we were going to get into, how deep it was going to go about my issues.
Did you think it was going to go deeper?
Well, it could.
Yeah. Well, I'll save it for next
time. No, that
was
a good amount. That was a good amount of depth because it could go, way deeper. And it will one day because I'm furious inside. I didn't want to be hit by a car. No, but it is.
Yeah, no,
it was interesting.
No one wants that.
It was
no
an interesting time. I'm going to the doctor really soon, so I should get going.
Well, as we peter out here, thanks in advance for leaving a 5-star review. For everyone, I'm Matt Austin, and this was good. We'll see you next week. And remember, just Biden to the tune of Just Beat It by Michael Jackson. A man unimpeachable that everyone loves.